Good evening, good morning, wherever you're located. My name is Siobhan Miller. I am a life empowerment coach. I have been a life empowerment coach for 2.5 years to be exact. I specialize in self-love, self-care, self-confidence, and self-motivation. And I'm coming on here today just to do a wellness check to see how everyone is basically doing during this time, because I know this time can be difficult for some, you know, because of the COVID-19 and because of, you know, the whole police issues that are going on and the racism and all of that. So I'm just coming to do a podcast. I haven't done one probably in a couple of weeks, because, you know, sometimes you have to restart, refocus, and just kind of get clarification in certain areas of your own life, you know, because I'm always busy encouraging and motivating others that sometimes I forget about myself, you know, and I think that's why I praise self-love so much, is because you have to take care of yourself first, you know. And I think that especially during this unprecedented time, we have to definitely take the time to take care of yourself and make sure your mental health is in the correct place, and just kind of take that time out for you. You know, I know here on social media lately, there's been a lot of celebrities that have had, you know, certain scares with trying to, you know, take their life, and just episodes coming out of their, you know, bipolar issues and mental health. You know, I think that it's important that, especially now, that it gets discussed on a regular basis, because sometimes people may not even know that they have a mental health issue, because people think that having a mental health issue makes you not normal, but that's not always the case. You know, no, I'm not a doctor or a therapist or anything like that. However, I do work in an environment where I have came across people that do have, you know, mental health issues. And I think that not only should you be sympathetic towards those people, but you have to do your research on how to handle those individuals, you know, because I know that times we come across people that do have those issues, and there's a certain kind of way that you have to approach them, or you have to speak with them on a different level to where they understand, right? And nothing is wrong with having to talk to somebody differently, right? It doesn't mean that they know more or less than you. It's just that sometimes that's just the way that it is. And I think today, especially 2020, it's quite often that you see people that are struggling with that, you know? And that's why I say it's important to regularly check on your friends, check on your family, you know, check on the ones that are closest to you, because you never know what they may be dealing with on the inside, you know. And I think it's important for them to know that they have someone that they can depend on and they can count on and they can go to, you know, just for a listening ear. And I think that's one reason why I decided to become a life coach, is because I want to be a person's confidant. I want to be able to understand the person and understand what they're going through, because there's things that we as individuals struggle with, and sometimes we struggle with them silently. You know, we don't want to come out to the world and tell them what's going on in our life. But I think that if you're able to tell a person what's going on with your life, they may be able to guide you on how to get through it. I think that's important, to make sure you have people in your circle that's going to be there for you, you know, and be there for you during your hardest times. And of course, it's going to be those people that may be going through things themselves, you know, and they don't know how to be there for other people because they're going through their own situation. And I think that's why it's always good to keep a group of people around that would be able to keep you strong even while they're going through their demise, you know, especially right now, because I know that with myself and when I started working from home, I got anxiety for a little bit because I'm like, man, I have to be at home, you know, 8 hours a day on the computer, you know, when at work, I can walk away from my computer, you know, not to say I can't do that at home, but it's just a lot different, you know, and after I got used to it, it's kind of embedded in me now that it's a good thing that I'm at home because I'm protecting myself, my family, you know, and I haven't really been around anyone anyway, but the mental part of it is where you have to start focusing on, you know, because when your mind and your get used to something, it kind of gets difficult, you know, and I'm sure a lot of others have experienced the same things that I had experienced with the COVID and, you know, working from home, because it's a lot different than being in an office, you know, filled with people every day. However, I think that it was a good time for it to happen because we can focus on the important things in life, you know, because I think that it kind of stops everything that you were doing beforehand, and it just kind of makes you think like, man, I need to focus on the things that really matter. I need to focus on my goals, you know, my aspirations and stuff like that. Because I know for me, that's what it did. You know, I think that during this time, it took our focus off of the things that really didn't matter. Although there are some that states that they're basically still doing the same thing that they were doing before COVID, you know, so everybody's situation is different, you know, people are going to have different mindsets, different emotions, and different feelings, you know, and that's normal for people, you know, because we may work in different kinds of jobs to where we needed that break mentally, physically, and emotionally. You know, I know I did, you know, because I dealt with the public every day. And I think it's important that you have to keep an eye on your mental health because that's how you function every day. You know, your mind, your emotions, all of that. So I think it's important that you have to take the time out for yourself. You know, this has been a real stressful time for some people, especially those that are currently still working right now, you know, out there during the pandemic. Because I watch the news a lot, and what really sparked my attention was this couple. It was a black couple, African-American couple, and they were chefs, and they were just talking about how, you know, the unemployment checks that they get, you know, they're about to, I guess, stop paying the extra $600, or they haven't made a decision yet, in Congress, I'm assuming, I think, and the anchor, whoever the person was, asked them, well, you know, minus the $600, that only leaves you with $324, so, you know, is that going to be enough for you to live off of? And I'm just looking at this lady like, are you serious? Like, I understand that's your job to do that. But it's like, especially during this time, like, you know, that's not going to be enough for nobody to pay their bills and buy food. Like, that was just a crazy question. And this couple had, I think, 4 kids. Like, so no, that's not going to be enough, you know. And I think during this unprecedented time, this is the time that as a community, we have to figure out what we can do as a whole. You know, we need to start putting our money, you know, in these, you know, find a black bank to put our money in. So that way, when these times come, we'll be able to loan that money from these places to help provide for our families, you know, and that I think could keep the stress level down in a lot of households. But however, I think that there's not enough resources, you know, during these times right now. And this is the time where they need to focus on that aspect of this pandemic is, you know, people are scared to get jobs, you know, because they're scared to go out there and work again because of this pandemic. They don't want to go out there and bring something back home to their family. So my thing is, they should think of a way to where people are able to apply for like a grant or a loan, you know, and help them put the food on the table, help them pay their bills, help them do all this stuff, right? Because the thing is, they, you know, I think during the pandemic, when it was like deeper into it, where they were telling people, you know, they're going to suspend the mortgages and you don't have to pay rent and all of that, which I understood it at that time, you know, because now it's like that's expired. So that means that, you know, the people got to start paying their mortgage or their rent. And I think that from that point, the economy is going to start going down because people are not going to want to work, you know, so people need to have those extra funds that they were giving out to people, you know, at least until the beginning of the year, you know, and hopefully the COVID will slow down by then, you know, but you just never know because there's no way to predict how long it's going to be here, you know, and I just say, especially to myself, like, I just have to pray about it. I have to pray that God's going to make a way, like he always does, you know, that he's going to help us understand, like, this is just a wake-up call for us. Yes, people are losing their lives every day, and that's so sad, you know, especially when it hits close to home, and you know several people that have caught the virus, you know, and that's why it's important to me to speak out about this, because this is serious, and some people don't think that it's serious, but it is, especially if it hasn't really hit you, or you don't know anybody that had it. But once I've known several people that had it, it just gave me a whole different aspect on life, you know, it helped me to appreciate life better, you know, because people take things for granted, you know, when something gets taken away, they get upset and just start losing their minds, you know, and I think that's what the quarantine did for some people. It made them lose their mind, and their mental health could be all out of whack, right? So that's why I just think it's important that you have to look at things at a bigger picture. You know, you have to really dissect the situation and say, okay, you know, this pandemic is here. So what steps need to be taken to give those individuals those resources that they need, you know, to continue to provide for their families, you know, because if they can't find these resources for these families, that's when it starts to mess with your mental health, and that's not good, you know. I mean, I've seen so many different posts on, you know, social media about people, you know, taking their lives because they can't handle the world right now, you know, and it's so sad, and I pray to God every night that God would just continue to bless people and continue to keep people to have a positive attitude during this time, you know, because it's sad out here. I mean, it really is, you know, because, you know, sometimes with this whole pandemic thing, you know, people aren't really following directions, you know, as far as like the mask mandate and all of that, because the mayor, you know, I mean, the governor, sorry, put a mask mandate for all counties so we can try to stop the spread of this virus, you know, because this virus is hitting people left and right, you know, at the blink of an eye. And I think there's going to be a lesson for all of us, especially when the numbers start going down. It's like you can't go out there and do stuff so quickly, because that's why I feel like the spread happened again, because we opened up, you know, so quickly. So I'm just going to continue to pray for everyone. You know, even if I don't know you, never met you before, never talked to you, because, you know, everybody needs prayer, and even myself, you know. But I always take the time to pray for people that I don't even know, and pray for those that I do know, because you just never know the mental state of somebody, especially during this time. Because I was going down, what street was that I was going down today? It might have even been Hudson. I can't remember. But I just seen so many homeless people sleeping up under a bridge, you know, and that right there was mind-boggling to me, to see to see how many people that it was, you know. It was just crazy to me, because they're out there during this COVID, you know, and they're not getting any kind of medical, you know, attention or anything like that. So it's scary. It's scary, you know. And I think that this is the time that we should really shift our mindsets and continue to watch out for our mental health, you know, because that's important for everyone. It doesn't matter your color, your age, your employment status, your economical, it doesn't matter, because we're all in this together, and we all live in this world. So if we can listen to the steps that's needed to, you know, stop this spread, like wearing masks and not having family gatherings, and sometimes not even being around your own friends, because this virus does not discriminate against anyone, you know, and people can be asymptomatic and pass it along, and they don't even have any symptoms, you know. So, and that's why it's important for you to understand, like, this is just a time to where you have to slow it down. You have to stay in the house. You have to, you know, work on yourself during these unprecedented times. Yes, it's hard. It's hard to be in the house and not be able to do anything, you know. But for me, I had to take a look at different aspects of it, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that has underlying health conditions, you know, and we're not only doing this for them, but we're doing it for yourself and for your family as well. So that's why it's important, you know, that you wear your mask. No, it's hot. I know you don't like it. None of us do. But in order for us to protect ourselves and make sure that our family is good, you have to just follow the directions, because your mental health will start to mess with you. And then what? You know, you don't want to have that help happen to you during this time. Because it's probably no fun, you know. I want to see everybody be healthy and be, you know, and after all this, you know, then you can be around your families and have all the cookouts that you want, you know. But I just feel like right now the focus should be keeping, you know, yourself and your family safe, you know. So, and that's all that I really had to really say tonight. I just wanted to come on here and just express how I felt about the mental health during this time. You know, I think for myself, I've just been journaling and reading, just getting my mind more positioned to research and learn different things and learn myself more, you know, because it's important to learn to learn your mind and learn how to not let it get on that edge of, you know, sadness and depression, you know, because that's a big thing right now, you know, because people, you know, lost their jobs and they don't, you know, and it's hard for them to find a job right now, or they just scared to go out there to work because of this pandemic. And that can really mess with your mental health as well, because how are you going to pay your bills? You know, how are you going to keep a roof over your head? So I just hope that, you know, people just follow directions. That's it. That's all you got to do. You got to just wear a mask, you know, and hopefully soon they'll come up with some kind of vaccine for those that are going to take it. You know, I haven't made my mind up yet whether or not I was going to take the vaccine. I mean, you know, and whenever they decide to get one, because I have to do my research on it. That's just me. But so I just, you know, doing this wellness check and mental health check, and just talk about how it's important to continue to maintain doing this time. I know it's easier said than done, but that's what I hope for all of you. And I pray for each and every one of you that God will continue to protect you and guide you and love you and bless you, you know, not only during this time, but all the time. So if you ever want to be a guest on my podcast, you can just shoot me an email, positivemindset19@yahoo.com. And I plan on trying to get some people on here, maybe even my last guest that I had. I'll see if he's up for it again. I'm sure it'll be a good conversation. So anyways, once again, my name is Shafan Miller. I'm a life empowerment coach, and I came on here with you today just to talk to you a little bit, and I hope that you all subscribe to my podcast. I took my website down for a little second because I wanted to work on it and get it to what I really wanted it to be. So it's probably going to be a while before I put it back on again. So just stay tuned for that. And I'm going to try my hardest to try to do a podcast at least once a week. Because I don't want to come on here and just, you know, talk about whatever. I want to have a specific subject, so that way I can keep my listeners listening. Because, you know, you never know when a person might need to hear some kind of motivation, you know, some kind of encouragement. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here for that, you know, because people are struggling right now, and you never would know who the person is, because sometimes people struggle in silence. Like I said earlier, people don't let the world know what's going on with them, you know. And I think sometimes that's a good thing, you know, because you don't want to get that kind of attention to where you want somebody to feel sorry for you or anything. Like, it can be different things, you know. But other than that, I'm going to continue just to pray, like I said, that God will just continue to heal people, protect people, and just guide him to you. And because, you know what, God is awesome, and I'm grateful that I have him back in my life, you know, because especially during this time, you know, he's gave me a different outlook on life, you know, and I'm definitely grateful for that. So until next time, peace.